President Václav Klaus announced on Monday that he was no longer willing to wait for the country's political parties to agree on forming a temporary government to lead the country to early elections. He said he would appoint Mirek Topolánek, leader of the Civic Democrats, as prime minister-designate for a second time. That's even though Mr. Topolánek's first attempt ended in failure. So is this Mr. Klaus washing his hands of the whole business? And what does it mean for the country? Rob Cameron has more.
President Klaus, addressing reporters, summoned to a special press conference at Prague Castle on Monday. He told them, essentially, that he was sick of waiting for the five parties in Parliament to agree on a solution which would lead the country out of the current deadlock. He directed particular ire at Jiří Paroubek, leader of the Social Democrats, for shooting down his proposal of a rainbow coalition to lead the country to early elections. He said he would appoint Mirek Topolánek prime minister again, regardless of the fact that Mr. Topolánek seemed doomed to fail. Mr. Klaus's decision does bring the country one step closer to early elections. Under the constitution, parliament can only be dissolved and new elections held once three attempts at forming a government have failed. We're now on the second. If Mr. Topolánek gets nowhere, the last chance goes to the Speaker of the Lower House, a position held by the Social Democrats. But what are we to make of this latest twist? It's 5 months since elections left Parliament split down the middle and the country in political limbo. There have been marathon talks, endless proposals, press conferences late into the night. And yet the Czech Republic still has no government, which raises the question, do the politicians have some sort of master plan, or are they just making it up as they go along? Jiří Pehe, political analyst and former advisor to President Václav Havel.
I think that Mr. Klaus and to some extent Mr. Paroubek both have a clear strategy. They would like to create a grand coalition. They have realized for different reasons that there is little chance of creating a government based on either the Social Democratic Party or the Civic Democratic Party only. Not to speak of the fact that a grand coalition would be the best solution for President Klaus, who is facing re-election 14 months. However, Mr. Topolánek has stubbornly rejected this solution, and the fact that Klaus now appointed him for the second time may be actually Klaus's revenge.
Klaus's revenge? Well, let's wait and see just what Mr. Topolánek does with his second chance at forming a government. But what of Jiří Paroubek? What did he make of President Klaus's announcement? My colleague Dieter Asiedu spoke to him.
It was not a great surprise because I waited it, because I made the analysis and I knew the behavior of President Klaus for a long time, and it is a logic result of his behavior.
Now, the president also blamed the Social Democrats and said it was because of this party that this country does not have a government 5 months after the elections.
I must refuse it because it is not true. And President of the Republic simplified the situation, and I must refuse it.
You have been saying that you would like to have a grand coalition. What else? What other way out would you support?
I think that the idea of a great grand coalition is a realistic and good idea in this situation, and it is only one possibility to construct the government with the majority support in the parliament. And of course, in this type of solution, I said that I wanted to go not to the government and to be only as a deputy of the parliament.
Now, you said that it is the only possible way of having a majority in parliament, but another possible way would be one way that was proposed by the president on Friday, which would be a rainbow government. Why do you oppose that?
Yeah, the president of the republic saw that it could be possible a so-called coalition of four political parties, and I think that it is not a realistic solution and it is not a possible solution. Because it is impossible to prepare realistic compromise between these four political parties.
Under what condition would you support a minority civic democrat government?
It is impossible to say in a few words, in a few sentences, and it is the thing of the future negotiations.
You said earlier that one condition would be that it would just be temporary until 2008, until the next elections.
I think that for us it is a suitable condition to prepare preliminary elections in 2 years. And I think it could be also a realistic solution.
Waiting in the wings, Yizhi Parobek, former Prime Minister and leader of the Social Democrats, talking to my colleague Dieter Asiedu. The people of the Czech Republic have heard the phrase realistic solution countless times over the last 5 months. But at the moment, it remains just that, a phrase and nothing else.
And that report was by Rob Cameron.